The annual meeting of the Managing Board of the World Catholic Association for Communication, or CIGNAS, concluded today in Rome. As well as bringing together traditional media such as television, cinema, and internet, the association is also embracing new media technology. Delia Hernandez from the Philippines is secretary of CIGNAS and specializes in media education. She spoke to Lydia O'Kane about how the association is engaging with young people in her country.
Well, I always look forward to a meeting with CIGNAS people around the world. We meet once a year for, you know, just to keep in touch about our activities. And this is something great for me because we also have to bring this to our regional meeting. And from our regional meeting, we go to our local meetings. So it's like a three-level thing. Like from the Philippines, we have CIGNAS Philippines. And CIGNAS Philippines is a member of CIGNAS Asia. And in CIGNAS Asia, we have a yearly meeting and a yearly assembly. So we just had our assembly in Nepal, okay, with the theme about for the next generation. And then this, whatever we do in our regional meeting, we bring it here in the world meeting.
Talk to me about the work that you're doing precisely for CIGNAS in your own country.
Well, in my own country, okay, we have about 30-plus members of CIGNAS Philippines. All of them are either working for citizens or children. Some are production people, some are trainers or mentors, some are formators, and some are people working directly with the media. So we have like Family Rosary Crusade is part of our team. We have Radio Veritas Philippines. We have schools that are members, those who are doing media education especially, and many more in our vicinity. Also, we have members from up in the north all the way down to the south.
Yeah. You talked, of course, about children there, and they are the next generation. They are the generation of Facebook, of Twitter, of all the new technology. So I suppose it's so important to bring them on and from a Catholic perspective to get them working on projects, to get them working on various different things.
Yeah. Actually, part of our media education concern in the Philippines is that we involve the youth in this. Like, for example, now we have an extreme positive and negative effects of the new media on them. And they're aware of that. They're aware of the positive and they're aware of the negative. But like formators like us, we are concerned about making them see that they preserve their values through this. So like I'm going home tomorrow. And next Saturday, I will be on board for 140 children in the Philippines. And together with two of my companions, we are going to have a session with them on what is the new media? What is the meaning of new media to them? And then what are the Filipino values that we must preserve? And then we are going to talk about what are some of the key concepts in media, like how they construct meaning for us. What is a mediated society that we are in? We are going to discuss five key concepts with them. And afterwards, in the afternoon, we have a workshop. And all of them will go to their interests, like Twitter or Black or trending. And they're going to work on something that will help other children look at their values more clearly and preserve that value, because we are afraid that we are missing a lot if the kids do not preserve the Filipino values that we have.
That's quite a challenge, though, isn't it? It's a challenge to get them to do that.
Yeah, very, very challenging. That's why we have to involve other teachers. We like the teachers to get out of their backs, not to be the traditional teacher of just teaching language, reading, and math, but go forward and make media the base of all what they're teaching, because everything that they teach is already in the media. And sometimes students feel that it's not worth coming to school, see? So we tell them, use the media, so that they will be able to see that whatever they do inside the classroom has meaning as they grow up to be the next citizens of this world.
One of the key themes at this meeting has been new evangelization, and Pope Benedict spoken at length about new evangelization. How do you, again, new evangelization, how do you get children involved in new evangelization?
Well, precisely we tell them that the most important thing in this world is people. See, and the relationship we have with people. The gadgets are means, okay, they're tools. But I think I like very much the message of Pope Benedict, and I have put it across all my my teachers, because I am teaching graduate students as well in the university, in a Jesuit university, and I that is my first handout. You must all read this, and you must all look at this, and we are going to discuss it. What are the things that stands out for you? What is the meaning of all this? But for me, it's really the relationship, like the human relationship that you have, that must be take precedence over all the gadgets that we have. So I tell the students, these are all gadgets, these are all helpful, but let's not miss the point of being, you know, in a relationship with others. I think that is very important.
What do you really want to take home from this meeting in Rome?
First, I like to bring the good news that I have been here and I have seen the Vatican, and that it means so much to me to be here, and I was really looking forward to it. And then I also would like to tell them that I saw the Pope during the Vespers time. I was able, God meant it to be, and I like to tell them that there is a message for everybody, okay? And I just came as an instrument, see, to be here and hear all those things. And I got all the photographs, and I tried to relate it to the message of the Pope, because we just finished working on a book of media resource, and the first page is the message of the Pope in 2007, which is media and children and media. The second page of our report is the digital media that the Pope wrote, and that is all the basis. And I'm just so excited to tell them that we are right, that we have put him first in this few pages of the book, and that is the basis for everything that we are going to do right now. And I will explain that to them clearly, and that's why I'm so excited to be here.